This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. It's that time of year, and a time-honored tradition as a medical person in the media is to remind you to get your flu shot. And honestly, I believe you should. The benefits do outweigh the risks. However, I also think the flu shot has been way oversold and its benefits exaggerated as an effective measure of flu prevention. I'm often asked, is the flu shot really that effective? The problem is that the Centers for Disease Control offers confusing data, much of it funded by manufacturers. The CDC says that the shot reduces the risk of flu by 60%, and Alan Castles, a health expert, reminds us that that number is not meaningful without other data. If a suit's on sale for 60% off, the first question needs to be 60% off of what? What's the regular price? So if 1,000 adults are certain of getting the flu, will getting the shot mean that 600 of them will not get the flu? Many people would jump at that kind of a reduction, but it seems that that's not the case. Each season, many different viruses can cause us to feel like we have the flu. Headaches, muscle aches, and fever. The flu does contribute to many deaths, particularly in the elderly and those with other serious disabilities. However, almost all healthy people will completely recover from the flu. Now, each year, the World Health Organization guesses which viral strains will be the most prevalent and should be included in the next season's vaccinations. Well, the Cochrane Collaboration are renowned medical experts who look at different studies for all sorts of medical questions and offer evidence-based answers. Recently, they offered some expert unbiased opinions on the flu shot. To understand the benefit of the shot, we really need to take people who are healthy and randomly assign some to get the flu shot and some not to get the flu shot. Now, under the best circumstances, when the WHO is right on the mark about their predictions for the next year, the Cochrane Collaboration estimates that we need to immunize 40 people to prevent one flu-like illness. That means 39 people will not benefit from the flu shot, but one will. Also, they point out that those who do not get the flu shot are not more likely to end up in the hospital or to miss more days of work. Now, of course, when the WHO predictions are way off, as they were last year, nearly 100 people need to get vaccinated to protect one person. So the often claimed 60% benefit seems to be highly questionable. According to unbiased calculations, the benefit is more like 2%. Still, I recommend that people get the flu shot, and I will get mine. One last thought. There's general agreement that the flu shot is safe. No associations with multiple sclerosis, blood diseases, or autism. Also, careful hand washing and avoiding people with flu-like illnesses are also important steps in prevention. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.